This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back here with our man Connor Sutton. We did determine if anything was jumping off around Sacramento, Connor was there.
Yes.
It's just the way it is. Like if you think, yo, I'm at the spot tonight and Connor's not there, you're not at the spot.
That's right.
Is that why there was just sirens out the window? Is that
man, you're too hot. You're too hot, man. They coming to cool the spot off, man. That's all it is. Connor, for purposes of this conversation with the Sac Republic.
That's right.
Man, you guys got some exciting things jumping off over there. We finally saw the groundbreaking. You've been around this organization for a long time, Connor. How did it feel to finally, you know, be at that ceremony where the shovels hit the ground and the, you know, the logos were out there at the rail yards?
Yeah, it was incredible, guys. Like, long time coming. Obviously, there's been a lot of ups and downs with the stadium for the Republic, but to finally get there, and the way now it's done with Wilton Rancheria being the majority owner, returning to their native lands to do this, something for the community. There's so much just awesome storylines behind this. Obviously, Wilton Rancheria is a big part of it, but for the club too, it's been a lot of ups and downs. You know, we've had MLS, we lost MLS, and now finally actually something going in the ground. It is just so exciting, a little sense of relief, but mostly just excitement to be at this point and to have a group like Wilton to be able to back the city and put really care about this community and returning to their native land all in one. It's next level, guys. I'm fired up for the club, for our fans, for the city of Sac, because I don't know if I hadn't been out to that area really. It's a huge plot of land. Like, it is massive. And to be able to see that get developed over the next, 10 years is going to be, it's going to be huge economically for the city, entertainment wise. But obviously for the club and for the soccer team, like, it's getting to play at a place we get to call home is amazing.
Now, Connor, I think you're born and raised in the city, right? You're from Sacramento.
Yes, sir.
Damien, the same way, myself. Guys, how long have they been talking about the rail yards? Probably since
I was two.
Yes. We're going to do something with the rail yard. We're going to develop it. And now it's finally happening. And for the Republic in that stadium to kind of be, I know Kaiser's got their thing going on too, but I mean, the Republic are kind of opening this whole wave of this second downtown or this extension of downtown. That's so exciting. And I think that's so dope that the Republic are going to kind of be the ones spearheading this whole renaissance of this other undeveloped area of downtown.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's two lanes, right? The development side, the economic side is awesome. And finally, to see this area that's just been empty getting developed. I agree with you guys. Like, I can't tell you how many times I drove to ARCO Arena growing up, and you drive on 5 and you look to the right and you see just that empty plot of land. Mm-hmm. Slowly starting to see things going in. You mentioned Kaiser, but I think maybe there's a few things that have been finished, but having the stadium be like the first focal point in that area, it's going to be next level, man. And just not even just for soccer games, but for concerts as well. It's going to be a pretty awesome outdoor concert venue in the summertime, in the spring and the fall. So it's going to be awesome. And then from the soccer aspect, you know, there's a lot. This is one of the biggest and largest youth soccer areas in the country. There's so many kids who play youth soccer. So to be able to go to a stadium that is for soccer, built for soccer, and they can see players come up through the academy, like your guys' boy, Davian Kimbrough, who, by the way, is killing it right now.
Yeah, man. Seen him.
Be able to see that is something that could happen to you if you work hard enough, being from this city and from this area. It's so cool, and it's going to really, I think, change soccer. And I know we've had this conversation, guys. We got the World Cup coming next year into North America in 26. Yeah. I think that maybe reinvigorates some soccer fans. And I also think there are a lot of people who still in this city and in this area have never been to a Republic game. Maybe this new stadium is a chance for them to come out. Like myself, was not a soccer fan before I started working for the Republic. I know many people who've never been to a game until I invite them out. They come and they're like, wow, this is a really cool atmosphere. It's so different from other sports. And they kind of buy in. And I think that's going to happen in a real way, even more than what we currently have now. And that's what I'm really excited for. Again, with the World Cup, I just think the growth of soccer in this area can continue to blossom and continue to expand, even now with this stadium getting put in the ground.
Real quick, Dim, I want to just ask Connor and get his specifics on it. I'm of the impression the location of the stadium is right behind those condos, right? It's on the other side of those condos that are already up there. Is that correct? That's where it's going to be at?
It's further away from the freeway, from I-5. So the farthest side, it's like North B, and I think 7th Street is kind of what's there currently. But that's the location right now. And that's, you know, there's going to be a lot of development that comes, I think, not just even in that empty area, but in that industrial area too. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to completely revitalize that area over time too. But yeah, that's the area. You'll see some signs up. Actually, you're going to see bleachers and things going up quickly here soon, but like that, you'll see some signs if you drive out that way to see exactly what the plot of land it is.
Mm-hmm. Connor, let's open up a gaping wound here. How real is like MLS stuff? Is that just a thing of the past that doesn't need to be discussed again, and we're just moving forward with the Republic and the stadium, or is this something fans can keep in the back of their head?
It's a good question, right? And it's obviously we're in the USL Championship right now. We have a great fan base. We don't really need MLS. We feel like we are a top tier team in the USL Championship. I mean, shoot, we knock teams out of the Open Cup from MLS almost every year. However, this is a 12,000 seat stadium, and it has the ability, and we're building it with the infrastructure to expand to above 20,000 if that it does come. But, you know, right now we're just focused on USL Championship. But I don't necessarily think it's not a realistic expectation, but I also think that for so long we were worried about that and not worried about doing what's best for the club. Mm-hmm. And now in the last 3 to 4 years, worrying about what's best for the club right now and not waiting for this league that may or may not come. We're worrying about what we do as a club. We're worrying about getting this stadium built, 12,000 being the best USL stadium. You guys maybe haven't been to a San Jose Earthquakes game. I think it's going to be a better stadium than what San Jose Earthquakes have in Major League Soccer. I went there a couple months ago, and seeing what we're planning to do, I think it's going to be better. And I also think it may not have quite as many people, but I still think it's going to have the footprint. It's going to have the feel of Sacramento. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to feel Sacramento food. You're going to be able to see various elements to the rail yards. You're going to be able to see just some real cool Sacramento ties throughout the stadium that I'm excited about. So it's not necessarily not real, but honestly, and full disclosure, we are fully working on just making sure we build the best stadium we can right now.
I love that. I love that.
Bill Belichick in that answer too. We're just focused on
focused on
the stadium. Yeah, we're just focused on what we're doing.
Well, the dope thing, and maybe you can enlighten me a little bit about this, Connor, too. Some of the things that I've read and heard maybe in the last 12 to 18 months is the USL Championship is positioning themselves to be that type of elite league, like on par or higher than MLS when you talk about relegation and stuff that they have planned for that. And you may get to a point by the time the stadium opens or maybe a couple years after that where there's no need to look to go to the MLS because USL Championship League is on par or higher than MLS with some of the things that they're doing right now.
Yeah, I mean, USL is, I would say 5 years ago, it was a dramatic difference between USL and MLS. There's a lot of teams that are building brand new stadiums, state of the art. They may be in a little bit smaller markets, but like you said, like a lot of players bounce back and forth between MLS and USL Championship. It happens all the time. The level of play is relatively close. Now, you got your Messis, you got, Thomas Mueller, who just signed to Vancouver, like these big international names who come over and play. And that's just growing the game even more over in the US. And it's growing so much now where, you know, in England, there's like 6-7 tiers of leagues with promotion and relegation. There's no reason why in the US we can't get to that point. You're right. The promotion and relegation piece in the USL is in the works and being planned. And that has its own element of being a differentiator from MLS. You can't be a last place team and stay in the league. It has financial ramifications that are massive. Mm-hmm. And so that means that if you're at the bottom of the table, those last three games are very important. You do not want to go down. I mean, not how many times have, you know, teams been eliminated from playoff contention in other sports and you don't really pay attention as much anymore. And in soccer with promotion and relegation, every game matters. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This might be a little reactionary, both of you. Are there more soccer fans here than baseball fans?
Kenny, I want to hear your answer.
I do think it's about even. I've had a son who he stopped playing soccer, but he was in the whole Elk Grove CSD soccer and that's what it opened my eyes about some of the youth soccer that's going on, the amount of participation, the amount of club teams that they have. So that's when I was like, yo, soccer is massive, massive in this Sacramento County. So I think that there's a big appetite for that. The A's notwithstanding, I think in the right situation, I think baseball is kind of on par with the two. I think they're both they haven't reached the basketball status yet, but I think they're both right there bubbling. And the fact that the Republic were able to get the stadium done and put their footprint on the city and do what they did building this stadium, these are the type of things that kind of convert normal people into soccer fans and get people to go to these games and represent, just because, hey, the Republic, they're Sacramento, they got this new stadium, we rocking with these guys, we're gonna follow them. So this is a great opportunity to grow the game and grow the brand of the Sacramento Republic with what they're doing with this new stadium.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I'm glad I let you go first. I think it's probably pretty close. I think baseball fans skew a little older, soccer fans skew a little younger. So that leads you to believe that maybe soccer will surpass baseball in this area. I think that people just care about teams who want to be in Sacramento. Like they rep Sacramento. Yeah. Like, you know, even the Kings, I know they've been here for a long time, but they didn't originate here. The Republic's the only team that actually started here in Sacramento.
Ooh, talk that talk.
You know, I think that the A's, it's a whole other situation, right? You know, they're not really repping Sacramento. People feel that. We love Sacramento, all three of us from here. Yeah. If you rep Sacramento, like I would be all in. Yeah. And so that's the thing. It's like, I've always thought about, as a grown up as a Giants fan, right? If a team came to Sacramento, I remember having this conversation. If a team came to Sacramento, what would I do? Would I change? And obviously the A's here, but it's like, it's temporary. It doesn't feel the same. Like, it's not the same thing. But I just think, as a loyal Sacramentan, like the teams that care about this place, really want to make an impact in this place, I think they're going to do better because of that. That I think is within all of us who are born and raised, and even some people who come here, like, we all care about Sacramento. We want teams who represent Sacramento and truly want to be a part of Sacramento.
You know, Connor, there are some kids in the game who don't understand that this is about our city. There are some people who actually take offense to our love for Sacramento.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you pointed that out the way that you did. Do we have an estimated completion date on the stadium?
Yes, sir, guys. 2027. And we're hoping to be ready for the 2027 season in March.
So Bruno Mars 18. Is opening, right? Like, that's just kind of how it works. What's the plan here? I know we've had discussions about how the stadium is opening. What are we doing? Bruno, the Weeknd?
Breezy
what is
Bowl.
I heard Kenny's doing a 10-minute. He's doing a 10-minute stand-up.
Oh, wow!
I would just be standing out there. I ain't doing nothing.
It's not a stand-up. It's a stand-out. Yeah. Is what it is.
I also don't know Bruno Mars. Is he allowed to go outside of Vegas these days? I'm not sure.
If the price bag is right. Is big enough, he is.
The price is right.
And knowing who owns this stadium, I think they can get it done.
Right.
I think they can get it done.
Yeah. No, but I think it's going to be the premiere. I mean, think about, if you want to go to a summer concert in town, you got to drive quite a ways or to go to one of these concert series.
Yep.
So having one in town, I think is going to be really massive. And so I'm excited. I'm excited to see what concerts look like. I'm excited to see what a home match looks like in a whole new experience. Like, we have a pretty good experience on match day right now, a lot of good atmosphere, good crowds, but I think this is going to be so much better for so many reasons. It's going to be a way better experience for fans. I mean, seeing some of the like locker room renderings that I've kind of gotten to peek at, the players are going to feel some type of way about that, and they're really going to, I think, put on for the city even more.
So just a heads up, Connor, that's going to be the toughest ticket in town. Kenny is going to beg for sideline passes, field passes.
I was just about to say.
See,
I already see my seats on the rendering. I see my seats. I see my seats. That's right. That's where your boy going to be.
It's like a rite of passage for everyone who joins this show, whether it's David Patrick, Coach Marion, Mike Bibby. Casey's got to beg for something, Connor, so just be aware.
Connor know where to put me. He know where to put me. Come on, baby.
I got you. Hey, but yeah, those field suites are going to be awesome. Right down on the field like that. That's
fire.
Yeah, sitting next to the tribal chief.
We're gonna be there.
I'm still trying to get to the old barn before I get out of here. I went to the Hughes game. I haven't been to Cal Expo.
Cry when Cal Expo shuts down.
Hey, the team is solid this year. We got a win in PKs last night.
Yeah.
So I feel like we got a deep playoff run in us. We're in second place right now. Mm-hmm. So we only got a few home games left for the regular season. So let me know.
They come up. We gotta somebody go check on Connor. Do you don't hear that?
Oh yeah. Damn.
Somebody check on him.
Damn.
What hood does Connor live in?
Connor's office in Meadowview.
Connor from the other side of the tracks. We've had two sirens since Connor been on with. Damn. Hey,
I'm right on J Street, guys. I'm sorry.
Connor, man, goodness gracious.
I'm getting out there before the season ends. No. Straight up, man, because I have been following. It was kind of like a 500 team throughout the year, but they started to play well as of late. Like you said, second place in the USL standings. So playoffs are imminent. I want to get there before the playoffs. You know, I want to go to a playoff game, but I want to get there before the playoffs. So I got to get out there before the season ends.
We haven't lost in 2 months.
That's fire.
Yeah, give up a goal in the month of July.
Come on, man.
That's fire.
Come on, yeah, it's crazy. I got to pull up on my people.
The
for
Republic
sure.
games are so much fun, man. I don't spend nearly enough time at Cal Expo. Connor, we love you, man. We appreciate you. Congratulations. This is all super exciting and. Let's stay tapped in with each other as this playoff run starts.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you guys. Thank
See, you. Row triple A, right. Seat one and two. Ignore That's it. Where your boy gonna
Ignore
be.
This, man. Put him in the local guy seats. way up at the top of Cal Expo. Put him in the local guy seats up there.
Hey, he's got good seats. He's always somehow finds.
Oh, always.
I don't know.
Sometimes I wonder who is the local guy. Like, why does he know everybody?
Is he really affiliated with Arby's?
Like, who is he? He's Mr. Arby. Like, hey, stay safe, Connor.
Be good, man.
Be good out there, man.
You
know. We appreciate you, brother. Thanks, Connor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.